B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Five o'clock on the Mike Missinelli Show. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window's big winter sales been extended through January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 5 o'clock hour, interesting hour. We got Sixers talk going on. We talked about some Eagle cuts that we're hearing whispers about, including Malcolm Jenkins maybe not being part of the squad, along with Alshon. They'll go boom, boom on Alshon and eat the money. And Jenkins, they go, now 32, we can't commit.
That's tough. I'm interested in that. And before the hours,
see what the future holds in that situation.
That changed the whole secondary and the whole makeup of the leadership of the team. Jenkins is a big figure.
Yeah,
big figure. You got to set a line before the end of the hour.
Set a line
for a game, because over in women's basketball, college, Penn women are at Temple tonight, and if they win, they'll share the Big Five with the Nova women.
Well, Penn's good this year?
Penn is decent. Playing at Temple women tonight.
There's no line in Vegas on this?
I didn't see the line, so I'm going to need you to do a little research.
Where's the game?
At Temple. Penn at Temple.
Whoa.
Tonight. Big game.
Penn.
For a share of the Big Five title.
-2.
You're going to go Penn -2 against the... All right.
Yes.
I'm going to take Temple to... Penn... To cover that.
You take Penn to cover that?
To cover that.
All right.
5-point win for the Penn women.
Yeah, the Lee Corse Center might be packed for that tonight.
Might be.
Are you being facetious?
Yeah, why don't you show up?
Huh?
Miss Temple?
I have an engagement.
Why don't you go before you go to the terrarium?
I'm going to learn. Where?
Planetarium.
Planetarium. Going to learn.
All right, let's go. Bilal in South Philly. What's up, Bilal?
What's up, Mike? Ty, hey. Nat.
How you doing, Bilal?
Thanks for taking my call, man. Hey, real quick, I was in St. Louis, and Allen Iverson got me some free drinks. You know what I mean? They was like, where you from? I said, Philly. They was like, Allen Iverson. I was like, yeah.
What? Wait. You were in St. Louis, and AI was in the same spot?
No, I was in St. Lucia.
Oh, St. Lucia.
And the guy asked me where I was from. I said South Philly. He was like Allen Iverson.
Oh, so he didn't go McNabb Achioka.
No, he didn't.
All right.
That was funny. Yo, Ty asked you to put your GM hat on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. But this time, I'm going to ask you to look at Brett Brown. So you put your GM hat on. You look at Brett Brown, right?
Uh-huh.
And you look at what he's done starting since the process has been basically completed. That means... they won 50 games back-to-back, right?
Yeah.
I want you to look at both years and this year as well and see exactly, tell me what it is that he's done that allows you to say he deserves this job, that he's a good coach and he deserves this job.
Well, listen, Bilal, you don't like him, you want him fired. He may be at the end of this year. Last year, the heat was on him in the playoffs, and they survived, and they got to the seventh game, right? And that saved them. Now, if they go through this year and they get eliminated, say, second round, guess what? He's not going to be back next year.
Okay, because this is what I'm saying, Mike. This is what you said, and you said this to a caller before. And, you know, you my man. But you said that at practice, you believe that they call plays for Ben Simmons.
Yes, I do.
But I didn't see him run where the plays at. That means if he's running them plays for Ben Simmons and he ain't taking them, Ben Simmons ain't taking them.
Well, you know, they don't. You know, in the NBA, they're not like calling plays on every possession. They're running sets.
All right, let me say something, Mike, before my time.
Uh huh.
So, Doc Rivers, Greg Popovich, Boston, so them coaches, they call plays. Those are the winning coaches.
They call that's, plays every now and then coming out of a timeout or something like that. But an NBA game is 48 minutes up and down. You're right. You can't call play. You got to know where to go. You go to gaps on the floor.
All
right, man. Listen, Bilal, you're relentless when it comes to Brett Brown. I got the message. I got the message. I can't do anything about it. It'll play itself out. They're not going to fire Brett Brown now. So suck it up. At the end of the year, if it doesn't work out, then whatever's happening going to happen.
You know what's good? Bilal will be NBA head coach for 2 weeks. So he make this statement, right? They playing the Lakers. He would call us a play for Ben shoot. He pulled Ben out the game because he's going to send a message. Huh? The Lakers beat him by 40. Then he goes up against the Warriors, a terrible team. They're playing at home. He asked Ben to shoot. Ben wouldn't shoot. They come out. They lose to the Warriors because of Bilal making a statement. What he would end up doing is he would get his own behind fired.
Here's the thing. An NBA game is not like Ohio U against Western Michigan, right, where the point guard goes,
seven.
You know, looking at your coach on every possession. Western Michigan plays Ohio. You're probably going to do that. The NBA, they don't do that.
No, but Bilal would get fired quick. I'm going to teach you a lesson. Yeah, your lesson.
Hold it,
be
Coach.
Home.
Coach Cal's called for a set. Hold. It's the NBA. It's spacing. It's running sets. It's pick and rolls. It's pick and pops.
And
it's dribble, drive, kickouts. Those
sets have options. This is
exactly.
One, two. If one option doesn't work, meaning he doesn't shoot, that doesn't mean the play stops. You keep running it, and now Tobias takes a jump shot. He would be whistle, take him out.
Westchester against Quinnipiac. Coach, what you want?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's go Jerome in Elkins Park. Jerome, you're a 975 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Afternoon, people.
What's up, Jerome?
Look, in a sense, I can see you saying, Mike, follow this out. Number one, the general manager is not going to make a move because that's going to then, whether if it sinks, it's going to go right on him. But I got to tell you, in watching these games so far, Tobias Harris is not taking jump shots when they are available. He just isn't.
Correct.
And, we know the things are Ben jumping. Ty, I mean, we know Ben Simmons trying to pass to, the rookie who's on, the tall guy, I can't think of his name right now. But, a number of plays that he isn't bringing forth. But they don't have people that aggressively are offensive. They're too passive. It's soft.
I agree with that.
There has to be, whether it's Brett Brown can talk Elton Brand into making, say, a trade with the Suns somehow, or Bogdanovich, I'm not getting his name right, who's saying I'm not going to stay. But you got to, for what, not just the fact of what he's getting paid. He is not, I'm looking right now that you showed, and he's taking a shot then when the game is now undecided. But yet you had guys, Shake Melton, who hadn't played not 1 minute, and was at least trying to contribute. Yeah. I mean, you make fun about Korkmaz, but he's one of the better three-point shooters that they have if he gets an open shot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with the ability that
I agree with you on Tobias. Tobias Harris has the ability to get the ball from point A to point B to get space to shoot it.
He doesn't do it.
You're right. He doesn't do it enough.
Balls up.
He doesn't do it enough.
Too many players on that team.
I agree.
So this thing has got to end somewhere. Nobody is...
Well, what do you mean it's going to end somewhere? It's not going to end.
I'm saying, as far as this season is what it is. I mean, you can make a little Band-Aid, but no. But once this season is done, and we know it's not going to go but so far, and I'm trying to be as positive as whatever, you're going to have to cut bait. And you're going to have to get a player or players or two to take and change.
Well, I don't think there's any question. And if it doesn't end the way we think it's going to end, there's going to be a new coach next year. There's no question in my mind. But, now we're fighting upstream. So Elton Brand's got to do what he can to lessen the fight upstream. Mike in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Mike?
I got a couple points here. One for Ben Simmons. I really think that by the time the season's over, he's going to cost Brett Brown his job. Just by the simple fact that he doesn't shoot. He halts the offense, and he limits their potential.
Except when he plays like he played against the Nets. And
until the fourth quarter comes around.
Yeah, but still, he did enough in that game. Like, he goes for 34 not shooting a jumper. Guess what? I'm happy.
Yeah, but that's one out of how many games?
I get it. You got to attack. He's got to attack. He got seven shots last night. The seventh was the dunk that went off the rim.
Yeah, I think he's ultimately going to cost Brett his job. But the main thing that I called for was my female athlete that I would put at number one on my list.
Who's your number one?
Paige Van Zandt. You ever watch her on the UFC?
No.
Take a look.
Paige Van Zandt, she's a brawler? Yeah, I've never seen her.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Really? Paige Van Zandt?
She's very pretty.
Unbelievable.
She's pretty, yes, really? Very pretty.
No, I've never seen her.
Tough, too.
Well, she's
little.
She's little. Without saying, I suppose.
Oh, she's little?
5'4", 115 pounds.
Scrapper.
Yeah, scrappy girl. She did Dancing with the Stars or something like that.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so she crossed over to your consideration. Ronda Rousey, what do you think?
Only when she smiles. Every other time, it's a hard pass for me.
Danica Patrick.
Like Danica.
Yeah, didn't do it for me. Old school volleyballer, big timer. Gabriella Reese.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her?
Yes.
Underrated swimmer. Amanda Beard.
Did not like her facial.
Oh, she had these ice
blue. Really?
She had these ice blue eyes.
I'll bring up some pictures and show you.
The Amanda Beard. No. We've already talked about Skylar Diggins. How about older school Serena?
Oh, definitely.
She's still beautiful.
I'm looking at this picture of her.
I know. Like,
oh, my God. It's outrageous.
It's quite.
What about that crazy goalie? The women's soccer goalie.
Hope Solo?
Yeah, how about Hope Solo?
Yeah, she's attractive. Unfortunately for her, some pictures leaked for her, which was wrong, and people started giving her a thumbs down.
What do you mean pictures leaked?
There were some photos that leaked of her.
Well,
I didn't say. What are you saying?
I'm just saying.
You're anticipating something that didn't happen, right?
I know. I know what pictures you're talking about.
She wasn't attractive in the picture?
I know what pictures you're talking about.
People thought she wasn't attractive in the picture.
Well, I never saw the pictures.
Well, you would not have liked the pictures.
I got to bust that one. And most people go, yeah, but she's just not that well known. She's a Canadian soccer player.
Canadian?
Yes. Her name is Sydney LaRue.
Oh, people know. I know who she is. She's very pretty.
Big time.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's Canadian.
She's Canadian. She posed semi-nude in a body issue, ESPN.
Sydney LaRue played for the U.S. national team, didn't she?
Yeah, I thought she did.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, she was Canadian-born, though. Oh, she was on the U.S. team?
Yeah.
Her mother played softball for the Canadian national team.
Okay, yeah, she grew up...
Well, no, she was born in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, she grew up in L.A.
Okay.
And went to UCLA.
Hmm.
Yeah, I like her.
Sydney LaRue.
Yeah, I like her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she right. She was a free spirit. Shaved her head one day when she was a kid just because.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know all about Sydney LaRue.
Oh, yeah. I like a Sydney LaRue.
It's a good old Lance in Mount Airy. Lance, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lance.
What's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Lance?
I don't know if you remember. We talked a couple days ago after Ben Simmons had his so-called great game against the Nets. And this guy just frustrates me. And you reading off those fourth quarter stats in the last nine games is just horrible. Mm-hmm. It makes it that much worse. And I talked to people, and everybody was all high on him. But I can't find those same people today after yesterday's game. And I don't understand. And I have a very unpopular opinion. Mm-hmm. And my opinion is, as long as Ben Simmons and Embiid are here together, it will never work. At some point in time, one of them is going to have to go. Because once Embiid comes back, this, you know, ultra-aggressive Ben Simmons that we've been seeing for the first three quarters in games at times, that's even going to disappear. And then you're going to, you know, he's going to look for Embiid to pick up the slack, and then he's going to go back to being the same Ben that we've been.
Yeah, but Embiid could pick up the slack. So it's not like he's, you know, that adds a lot to your team.
We need more from Ben, though. We need.
Yeah, I get it, but you're like diluting what Embiid's going to give him when it comes back. I understand Ben needs to be more aggressive, but
like for him to be this quote unquote superstar, and for you to read off those numbers for the fourth quarter. And a lot of those were close games. And for you to be my superstar, whether you can't shoot a jump shot or not, like you said, he scored 34 without shooting a jump shot, I'm happy. You should want to go and win the game for your team. I see a loss on Saturday. And that next stretch of games that you had, the three games, I think it's Miami, Milwaukee, and I forgot who else was there. I see them maybe winning one of those games.
The Hawks are in there, too.
Okay, there you go.
And the Warriors.
They'll beat the Hawks.
And the Warriors they should beat, too.
And last thing,
mm-hmm.
I don't see what Tyrone sees in Shake Milton. I'm sorry. I don't get it.
He likes him.
But I
don't get it, Tyrone. He does move well on the floor. He's got a good flow to him.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know if he can.
I will give him that.
I don't think he can play either, but he does have a good flow to him.
Yeah, you know, like I said, he can move around the court, but. That's all I got for you today, Mike.
All right.
I appreciate it.
All right, man, you got it.
I need Lance to go out on a more of a limb before he rips my... Oh, I think they're going to lose to the Lakers without Embiid and Richardson. I don't think Shake Milton can play. Like, go out on a little better limb before you tell me a guy you haven't seen play can play. Do some more analysis there, Lance. I think they're going to lose to the best team in the NBA without two starters.
You're sitting there, you're ready to wait for Sixers outside. Here comes Shake.
Oh, man.
Here comes Shake off the bench.
It wasn't just
dust
me.
It off.
The whole room looked towards me. Mark Jackson, Amy Fadul, Dennis Palmer's Crystal. Everybody.
That's awesome.
Paul Hundred, everybody's like, oh, there's your boy. Yeah.
Let's go to Luke in Medford. Luke, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Luke.
Hello.
Hello, Luke.
Yo, Mike.
What's up, Luke?
Hi. I wanted to bring up a point. Do you think Ben Simmons and Derrick Rose pick and roll would be, like, amazing?
Yeah.
I think if Ben's the screener, you could get a lot from that.
I like that.
And then, you guys have never talked about it, but I saw a trade on social media. Like, I don't know if I want to give up Al Horford, but Al Horford for Dennis Schroeder and... Danilo Gallinari on the
Thunder. It was on Hoops Rumors. Danilo Gallinari and who else?
Dennis Schroeder
for Al Horford.
Yeah.
Why would
the salaries match? But
why would anybody want Al Horford at this point?
I mean, you'd be nice with Chris Paul. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, would I do that? I might.
Because it adds shooting from post.
I might do that. And Gallinari's found the second life is kind of like the Bellinelli type Italian fireball shooter. Yeah?
So explain it from the other end. You have an expiring contract, $20 million about to come off your books, and you know you got to play Chris Paul $40 million coming up.
Yeah.
So instead of letting that contract lapse,
you add Al over 30.
You add three more years of a 32-year-old Al Horford.
It doesn't make sense for OKC. Yeah.
I somebody who went out on a limb, who usually doesn't meddle in these things, told me just no way, no how, not happening. Person I trust was like, no way, no how, that one's just. Some of these other ones didn't say Derrick Rose. Some of those other ones didn't poo-poo those. That particular one, it's just impossible to make with the money.
Yeah. All right.
It would help them. No wrong. It would help the Sixers probably. Probably. I don't know about the playoffs, but it would help you in the regular season.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll D up enough. There might be other issues, unforeseen problems from it, but you can't make it work money-wise.
Yeah. There was something bugging me last night they played Oklahoma State. It was when, because Schroeder's from Germany. He's pronounced Schroeder, but it's spelled Schroeder.
Yeah.
So Zoo was going Schroeder, and I was going Schroeder in conflict.
That bothered you?
It bothered me.
Oh.
you get on the same page with the pronunciation of the guy's name. And, you know, Exu's saying Schroeder. Like, Al isn't listening to Schroeder. He's calling him Schroeder.
I don't know. Maybe somebody told him it was Schroeder.
I don't
Schroeder.
Understand. Like, I hear that in broadcast, too. UB Brown does that a lot.
Yeah.
UB Brown will mispronounce the name. The play-by-play guy saying it right. UB's listening right next to the play-by-play guy. And UB will have his own pronunciation of the dude. I don't get that.
All right.
I want it to be smooth sailing. Let's go to Lamar in Philly. Lamar, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lamar.
Yo, what's up, Mike? How you
what's going on, Lamar?
No, not too bad, Mike. A couple of Ben points.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's possible that with the players being inside and everybody else being outside, do you think it's possible the players sometimes see Brett Brown not being able to get through to Ben Simmons and then they all just turn a deaf ear to him?
Like who? The players on the team?
Like any of the players, because it's always a constant thing of, oh, you can't get Embiid to do what you need Embiid to do on a consistent basis. You can't get other guys to do what you need them to do. But if these guys are watching Brett Brown beg and plead a $200 million player to shoot, and he don't, I think that just gives everybody a free reign.
Yeah, but they're all professionals. They all want to play the right way because it's their reputation that's at stake. You can't just go out and not play because people are watching you. So it shouldn't have anything to do with how they play.
But, Mike, people are watching Ben Simmons. He's done the same thing for 3 years. So my thing at the end of the day, if these guys are young and they're getting paid, I don't see, like, to me, I feel like Ben Simmons needs a guy that has a little bit more bark behind his commands.
Yeah, but that also can come from players. I think players are scared of him. I think the coaching staff doesn't want to wreck his confidence and make him go south. And maybe Jimmy Butler was good saying, dude. You know, there's got to be a guy that says, dude.
I totally agree. Also, my last point would be, do you think it's possible, Mike, just piggybacking off of what the last caller said a few calls ago, that maybe this guy would basically perform better if he was somewhere that he would probably much more desire to be, like a Los Angeles or like one of the other bigger markets?
I don't really ponder that question. Why would I ponder that question? I couldn't care less whether he's going to go somewhere else and play better. I need him to play better here.
Well, Mike, the thing is, it's not happening. You have told me 2 years ago.
I'm not worried about where he's going to succeed, what other city he's going to succeed in. I go worry about whether his performance is here. I don't care about him personally, that I want him to succeed, go somewhere to succeed because he feels better in another city. Doesn't make any sense. Take a break. More of your calls after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, it's time for the final Twitter poll, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. You know what to get your family this year in time for spring. The Husqvarna Automower. Program it. Let it mow your lawn. Sit back. Do things you want to do instead of mowing the lawn. Check it out at their showroom in Doylestown or online, paulbmoyer.com. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 2,800 votes on today's poll. Who do you side with? 67% say T.O., 33% say McNabb. So.
All righty. There was the, in case you did not follow, you're just tuning in, there's the little beef going on. Again, with McNabb, he was videoed, not really taking an individual shot at T.O., but saying the whole thing fell apart with the T.O. shenanigans. And T.O. fired back on Twitter and ripped him.
I mean, kind of did.
It all beef.
Because the question was, you know, what happened after the Super Bowl? And he could have said, hey, it didn't work out, injuries. Mm-hmm. He didn't go there. He decided to bring up T.O. He could have said, hey, we got... He could have said a lot of things. I got injured. Instead, he went to T.O. That was fine being passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great at that. I was looking at some news for today. The impeachment hearings were on, being televised on... two of the cable networks, and one cable network it wasn't televised on. I can guess what that is. they ran regular programming, like opinion at the desk programming.
Yeah.
Instead of carrying the impeachment trial. Yeah. Guess it's an editorial choice that suits whatever network it wants to do.
I don't
think it's like an odd choice, but
whatever you think, the suits didn't make that decision. Someone above the suits made that decision.
Someone above the suits?
Yes.
Well, like what?
No, it doesn't matter.
People in the White House?
So you go there. I'm just saying somebody above the suits made that decision.
The president called him and said, don't televise it? Is that what you're saying?
All I'm saying is that the decision was made above suits. That's it.
All right. I don't know what their reason would be, but, you know, they gave an alternate programming. Sean Hannity said, if I were a terrible host, I would force you to endure watching the regurgitation, the repetition, the insanity that has gone on all day. So he's not a terrible host. He decided he was more entertaining. All right, Sean. You know Sean, right? You used to work for him, right? Did you used to work for Sean?
Yeah. Nice guy.
Nice guy?
Get pizza for everybody.
Would he?
That is nice.
For the whole staff. Mm-hmm. Nice guy.
Did you ever disagree with him on an issue? Or wasn't that your...
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I would just, yeah.
Did you get in his face about stuff?
Yeah,
Was he okay with that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, Glenn Beck and Limbaugh, all pretty thick-skinned in that way.
You worked behind the scenes with all those dudes?
Yeah.
Ty did.
God.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ty did,
not Tyrone.
Ty did.
Yes.
It's interesting little blend there.
Yes.
All right, that's good. Tommy in Philly. Tommy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tommy.
What's up, Michael? How you doing?
What's up, Tommy?
All right, I want to talk about everybody getting on my boy Ben and letting the big guy in the middle skate all the time. This guy, at least Ben plays his heart out every single game. He's not going to do it all the time, especially if everybody's sagging in the zones. It's going to be tough getting to the hoop. Or the other guy just don't play. And when he comes back, how many games you got to wait before he gets in any kind of shape? What's he doing now? You know what I mean? He just doesn't come ready to play.
Well, we'll see when he gets back. I mean, you can't say that now. I mean, they desperately need him back, don't you think?
What about a trade, Mike? Do you think they could get Anton and Booker from Phoenix? Would Phoenix do something like that for Embiid?
You want to trade Embiid?
Yep.
For who?
For Anton, DeAndre Anton in the middle.
The kid from Arizona?
Yep. And Devin Booker.
Yeah, would Phoenix do that?
Yeah, would Phoenix?
They might. I don't know. You think the Sixers would be better with that?
Absolutely. Just this kid, Trey hit it on the head about a month ago. This kid's comfortable being uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He don't have it, man. I was at that Garza game. I was at the Penn State-Iowa game. Uh-huh. See that kid run the floor? It was about 200 degrees.
Yeah, he runs the floor, but he runs it kind of clumpy.
Yeah, but he gets there, brother. He hustles.
No, NBA is a little different.
This guy's basketball IQ is horrible.
Who are you talking about now? You're flipping back and forth. You're talking about Embiid. Oh, you went from Garza to Embiid. I don't know where you're going here.
No, I'll take Garza, dude. I don't like this kid. This kid don't want to play.
Wait a minute. You would rather have Luka Garza as your center than Joel Embiid?
You know what I'm saying. I just don't like his game, man. I really don't.
It's very clear that you don't like his game. Let's go Jill in Wilmington. Jill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jill.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Thanks. Hello, Jill. How are you doing?
Actually, I'm from Warrington, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. Warrington. Yeah, I know Warrington.
I was in the knockout.
I know
college.
Warrington better than Wilmington. I remember you, Jill. Yeah.
Yes.
Huh?
How you doing?
Good.
So I have a question, and I want your advice or your opinion. As a fan, it's just very frustrating to watch some of these games that Joel's not playing in, and you're relying on Ben, and I don't even care that he's not shooting right now. My whole thing is that killer instinct that I'm going to take control. This is my team. Joel's not here. I want to just, especially in the fourth quarter. If he's not going to do it, Mike, who else on that team do you think has that killer instinct while Joel is not
nobody
with us?
That's the problem. Nobody does.
Yeah.
So it has to be it has to be a collective effort with Ben Simmons scoring 25 points a night. That's it. I mean, it's the only way you can make up for the lack of what you have.
Right.
And like we saw it the other day, and we go, okay, well, he doesn't have to. He's going to tack, tack, tack like that. We don't need the jump shot. But you know, last night he got seven shots.
Right. So that's what frustrates me as a viewer, as a fan. It's just the lack of, I mean, I know he has heart, but it's like that killer instinct. He's phenomenal. He's awesome. There's no one that's like him. And mm-hmm. you want to see it consistently. That's what's frustrating.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, thanks for taking
all right, Jill, you got it. All right, so DeAndre Ayton is he's a monster player. He's had some problems, right? He's been suspended.
Yeah, had a drug suspension earlier in the year.
17.6 and 11.9. Booker's averaging 27. Do you make that deal?
I do not.
It's enticing. Two younger players that will produce.
Okay. I mean, listen, if you want to do that, by all means,
I don't know if I would. It's just like you caught me off guard, but they're young players that are productive players.
Well, you're only looking at offense. Yeah. You're not looking at all at defense.
Yeah, was
one
Aiden,
guy's the best
defender. Shot blocker?
Yeah, no, that's all. No, he can shot.
Yeah, 1.5 a game.
You want to know why? Because they challenge him. You want to know why they challenge him? Because he's not always in the right spot. And you want to know why he's not in the right spot? Because he doesn't have defensive instincts.
Yeah.
And you're also, if you make that trade, then you're no longer trying to get to the win the East. You're now saying that you're waiting for Ben Simmons. And that's fine if that's your choice. But then you're not trying to win the East because you don't take the best defensive big man, the best big man in the game, and go, nah, let's trade him and then try to win now. You're not. That's not a win now move. Uh-huh. And if you want to kick the can, but I thought you said earlier in the show that you were tired of waiting.
I am tired of waiting.
Well, you can't make that trade.
I most likely would not make the trade. It's just fairly intriguing when I look at it.
If you want to win in 2 years, but if you want to win now, you can't make that trade. Because you'll be worse. You'll be a worse team.
Unless they make a move, they can't win now anyway.
Yeah, but either way, you have a better chance, as is, than weakening yourself at center.
I'll trade Furkan Korkmaz for Devin Booker. That's what I want to do. Can you give me that?
I can't get you. But you notice who he cited. I'm not going to bring it up. He cited a certain host when he came up with that stuff.
Who?
I'm not going to repeat the host. People heard.
Who, the guy, the caller?
Uh-huh. Person that's part of the problem around this joint. He knows who I'm talking about.
Somebody here?
Uh-huh.
What, Trey?
Uh-huh. Him and Westbrook. Big problem around this joint. He cited Trey as a reason for doing it.
Oh, it's right there, anti-Embiid.
Yeah, he'd rather have Luka Garza than Embiid. That comes, and he says, I agree with Trey. That's where that comes from.
I didn't hear him say that.
Oh, yeah, he brought that in. I agree with Trey. See what they do?
All right. Go to a break. We'll come back. Sound off's coming up.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Sound off.
Oh, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. This is the Sound Off line. You got something to say, hit us up. Leave us a message. We go over all the messages and we put together a nice little package of Sound Off messages. Here we go.
Yo, Mike. So back in the day, old Kellogg's joint was K-E-L-L. O-double-G Kellogg's, best to you. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was, because I did remember something from my youth. And, of course, I saw the commercial today. Yeah, they're great. And Ben goes, I never get tired of that. The Ben.
when I play with the Ben.
Yeah, the Ben.
You guys see T.O. call McNabb a joke on Twitter? McNabb took some shots in a video towards T.O. Then I watched the video, and McNabb's still making excuses 15 years later about the Super Bowl, saying he felt like he had to be perfect in that game, and when he did throw an interception, Patriots always capitalized. I guess I checked, 24-21. You know, it's not like they scored 33 points.
No, he didn't really make excuses, right? He said he threw a couple bad balls.
He admitted it, and he explained why, and I believe that he was trying to be too perfect. He wasn't just letting it fly, and the ball got away from him. That's not his.
Yeah.
I'd like to sound off about the charges being put against the Flyers mascot, Gritty. I suggest he has a sit-down with the Philly Fanatic. He beat a rap like this a couple of years ago. He might walk.
Yeah, well, they're going to have a lineup. Bring three regular people in and Gritty. All right, which one did it?
You know, some Philadelphia athletes are like broken Christmas presents. You come down the stairs, you see that big package, it's wrapped all nice, it's got the pretty bow on it, it looks great. You open it up and it's this shiny new fire truck. You're all excited, you can't wait to play with it. And then you realize that the ladder doesn't go all the way up and the siren's broken and not as much fun to play with anymore. And that's how some Philadelphia athletes are.
What? Fire truck.
Yeah, I don't know.
I never had a fire truck as a kid.
What?
Me neither.
I never had a fire
truck. I didn't have a fire truck either.
Really?
I had the Hess truck that really lit up and everything. And the metal Tonka truck.
Yeah.
But not the fire truck. Never had one.
Hmm.
When an ambulance or police car is driving through rush hour traffic and people veer out the way to let the police or the ambulance or the fire truck through, and you scumbag try to swerve right behind the cop and then fly up those holes that people create just so you can get ahead of traffic, I swear to be happy I don't legally carry when I go to work. Because if I did, I'd flatten all your tires. That is what's wrong with society today.
That is
everyone
a classic
more
move.
Than everybody else.
It is a classic move that now the way has been paid for you to get ahead of the line. Yeah, it's not good.
Brett Brown here, coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. In the light of Josh Richardson's injury, expect to see more of Furkan Korkmaz as he will step into the starting role and proceed to average 30-plus minutes a night as we have successfully grown our bomber and he will become our new closer.
That's pretty good. Pretty good, Brett. Nice job.
Bipolar Ben does it again. Decent game until the fourth period where he leaves us with a magical disappearing act of 2 points and one rebound. Wonder who's going to show up at the next game.
It's always a mystery. What's going to show up? That's not a caution, people. He wasn't going to have that kind of game. That was a great bet, taking Toronto in that game. A 7.5, that was solid.
Yeah.
Typical fourth quarter for Big Ben. Gasper the friendly ghost. Took one shot, made it, had three turnovers, and disappeared in the last 7-8 minutes. He can't win in a big game, tight game, with a half-court setting.
I got nothing left. I got nothing left to say. And I think all your opinions are valid.
So the last guy, two calls ago, called him Bipolar Ben.
Which is don't be messing around with that term.
Right. Then this guy is Casper the Friendly Ghost. And now listen to this one.
Yo, man, Ben Simmons is a coward.
You out of control, brother. Come on, man. It's not cowardly.
Ew, whoa.
What? Did he curse again?
Yeah, I had to dump him.
Oh, really? Were you clean that?
Yeah, I'll be.
All right.
Yeah.
Mike, I've heard you say more than once that Ben Simmons has got that Greek freak type potential. Bro, the freak's got that killer mentality to take it into the hole and shove it in anybody's face who gets in his way. And if they collapse the basket, he steps back and hits a sweet little J. Does Ben Simmons have any of those qualities in your dreams, man? You need to wake up and apologize.
Freak has it now, dude. He's 3 years more advanced than Ben. So, you gotta allow for that. All right, close it down.
The best.
best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
All right, that was Sound Dog. Stay tuned to Cuz's Corner, a little nighttime Cuz, live from Parks Casino, followed by Devon Gibbons and Joe Torti right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly. Stay tuned for Quick Slants and what, a replay to Mike Mussolini show?
Immediately after that will be Sixers Outsiders.
Oh, Sixers Outsiders.
And then
the Mike Mussolini show?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Sixers Outsiders leads in. Tyrone leads into Tyrone.
There you go.
Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.